Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. Let me mention at this point the principle of the soliloquy. It's a golden rule in Shakespeare that everything that you think, you say. So if a character has to ponder on an idea or a thought or an image, it comes out as a soliloquy, a speech which is almost like a stream of consciousness, a thought. And in this coming soliloquy, Macbeth assesses his position before he goes into addressing the question of how to do the murder. And that's the principle of the soliloquy. Macbeth assesses his position and finds it wanting.
To be thus is nothing, but to be safely thus, our fears in Banquo stick deep, and in his royalty of nature reigns that which would be feared.
Now, in his royalty of nature, in other words, Macbeth is acknowledging that Banquo has royalty of nature, that he's actually very suited to be a king. And within that is something that Macbeth should be afraid of.
He chid the sisters when forced to put the name of king upon me, and bade them speak to him. Then prophet-like, they hailed him father to a line of kings. Upon my head they placed a fruitless crown, and put a barren scepter in my grip, tense to be wrenched with an unlineal hand, no son of mine succeeding. If it be so, for Banquo's issue have I filed my mind, for them the gracious Duncan have I murdered. Put rancors in the vessel of my peace, only for them, and mine eternal jewel, given to the common enemy of man, to make them kings, the seed of Banquo kings. Rather than so, come fate into the list and champion me to the utterance.
And that was Patrick Moyner from Patrician Reading Macbeth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.